The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, it's good to see everyone. Nice to see all of you joining. Hello. It always feels nice to know how many people are out there from so many different places, so we can feel connected in our worldwide Sangha, as someone said in their comment. So why don't we go ahead and get started? Let's sit together. So just bringing the attention to your body, your mind, sitting here, however you are now, and just finding your spot, settling in, letting go of whatever you had to do to get here, so that you can be here. If you're comfortable doing so, you can close your eyes, but you don't have to. And just allow the posture to settle into something that's upright and also relaxed, connecting in with the sense of the straightness of the spine, anchored by the place that you're sitting. Your seat against the cushion or the chair as a solid foundation. And then the body rising up from that. Sometimes I have the image of a sea plant rising off the sea floor. So it's held at the bottom, and then the rest of the body can kind of float upward. Softening the eyes, the jaw, the neck. Softening the shoulders, the arms. Down through the torso area. Just relaxing the muscles that are around that straight spine, the muscles of the chest, the belly, the low back. Releasing any bracing in the legs. And feeling all the way into the feet. So just bringing the attention through the body to invite some degree of ease. And then turning the attention toward perhaps the sensations of breathing or the body sitting, whatever feels easier to connect to. And just allowing the mind to naturally know what's happening with the body or the breath in a simple way. Maybe opening to sounds, also in a simple way. We don't have control over what we'll hear next, So it can be easeful just to connect to the sounds. And the intention for this sit is to invite this connection to simplicity in the body and in the mind. So we have a simple object like the breath or the posture. And we can maybe even see how simple that could get. So instead of, oh, that's my back and I need to sit in a certain posture so that my cervical vertebrae are at the right angle, we can just feel a slight amount of pressure, shifting, easing of the pressure. Or in the breath, simple sensations like the touch of the air against the upper lip or the nostrils, the coolness of the air as it goes in, simple feelings like expansion or the touch of the clothing on the skin shifting. I sometimes call these the elemental sensations of the breath. Very simple. Not about concepts like body parts or difficulties. Very simple. When we have a simple connection to the body and the breath, that encourages the mind also to be simple. We can feel that a lot of thoughts are complicated. They're about complicated, abstract ideas, intricate stories, trade-offs and balances, hopes and fears. And what if all of that was just, for this sitting, just thought? We don't need to figure any of that out now. So bringing our mindfulness back to the very simple aspects of having a mind and a body. It could even be said, if it's not simple, it's not mindfulness. If the mind has gotten complicated, can we just tune back in to something simple? A sound, an elemental sensation. A simple label of thought. We may begin to sense that simplicity is connected with ease. Allow the body to relax. Allow the mind to rest in non-complication. And sense the particular form of ease that comes from simplicity, the distinctive flavor of that. Sometimes the mind is dissatisfied with simplicity. It wishes for something more stimulating. And even that is simple. It's just the simple dissatisfaction of the mind. Another thing to notice. And if there's any sense of joy or peace associated with inclining toward the simple, that can also be noticed. It's even a simple kind of happiness that's possible for humans. Just resting with the body and the mind in a simple way. to cultivate simplicity is not to become simplistic. In fact, cultivating simplicity allows the mind to be more open and available so that we can see more nuance, maybe more subtlety in situations that we're in. So perhaps feeling into how the simple mind can be responsive. Has more flexibility than a mind that is caught up in complicated scenarios, many concepts and ideas. Feeling the openness of the simple mind. So we can sense how this kind of simplicity, the simplicity that comes with awareness and mindfulness, is actually a service to the world. To have this openness, this ability to respond, not having so many preconceived ideas or knowing already what something is as we come into it. It makes us more caring, more able to help others if we're so inclined toward that. It's the complicated, knotted up mind and body that can't be easily of service. So maybe for today, an idea could be to approach your life with a sense of seeing it in a simple way. Some new situation. Oh, I wonder what this is. I won't assume that I know already, or even a familiar emotion or feeling that comes up. Oh yeah, there's that same feeling of anger. I know anger. Maybe you don't. What if we just looked at it in a simple way? And the same with other people. Could we see our partner fresh? Not the way we know they already are, or our children, or our pets. People that we meet. So that we might offer something of benefit today. It comes when we are not so caught up in complication, some way that we can help.
Thank you.